onslaught continues. 17-0. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter.
It's getting close to that panic button time, Clark.
James Shelkey to Mason Yon. And we have a whistle and a push-off, and we're going the other way. Fouls goes against Brady Kirsch, his first, team second. Substitution for Lakers. Looks like Nick Siegfried sat down. Braden Smith checked back in. Out there for the Lakers. Brennan Wisner, Braden Smith gets the inbound. 90 feet from Rose Hoop. Drew Schoen, we have a whistle.
Okay, Brady Kirsch just picked up his second foul.
And now
and
we have...
he just picked up his third foul. Which would be a technical.
Mind you, the ball was about 85 feet from the hoop, from the ball. Now the officials are meeting, trying to figure this one out. Tangle foul against, I didn't quite catch that.
I think it's technical foul on Brady Kirsch. And he, of course, had just received the original foul, picked up a second foul quickly in the dead ball, and the third foul was the technical. Well, wait a second. They just called technical foul on, that would have been on Seth Bowles.
So Seth Bowles picks up the technical as Ryan Seaman misses his first free throw. 1:40 left in the first. And Seaman can't get the second one to fall. That rimmed out. So the shutout continues for the Lakers.
Truthfully, I think so. There's some plexiglass up there on that ring.
It's starting to feel that way, isn't it? Corey Minetti checks in. Seth Bull sits down. Both teams with three team fouls. So now Harbor Beach will actually get the ball at midcourt because of that technical foul, which negates the personal foul against Brady Kirsch on the other side.
So there was actually two personal fouls on Brady Kirsch down here.
Two fouls against Brady Kirsch.
And then
Seth Bowles reacted.
He must have said something.
And that's where the technical foul came in. James Shelkey spins in the lane out of control. And it's scooped up by Brennan Wisner going the other way. And it's in for 2 points. It is 19-0. Lakers over Harbor Beach with a minute 30 left still in the first quarter. Brent Wisner with five. Double screen coming from, and we have an offensive foul against Cole Anderson for Harbor Beach as he had a moving screen. Team's fourth, and we have substitutions coming in for the Lakers. Troy Chappell, as well as number 13, Andrew Siegfried, check in. Evan Smiglinski, the big man for Harbor Beach, freshman, checks in and replaces Cole Anderson. 1:20 left in the first. It's 19-0. Harbor Beach trails Lakers.
You got to get that on the bus feeling out of your system if you're Harbor Beach.
Over to the left wing to James Dubes, just recently checked in. At the left elbow, back out to Minetti. Excuse me, that's Mason Pasek to Siegfried. At the high post to Chappell, over to Dubes. Dubes at the left elbow, picks up his dribble, over to the right wing is Chappell. Chappell now, and it's stolen by Ryan Seaman. Here comes Harbor Beach. Seaman goes up strong. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two shots. He'll try this one again. 47 seconds left, and this will be the fourth team foul against the Lakers, and the first against Troy Chappell.
Remember the Vassar game? You just get that feeling like whenever you score first, then all of a sudden, you know, the avalanche is going to come. But that's the problem that Harbor Beach has right now, is putting that ball in that hoop.
Ryan Seaman's first free throw. This one's good, and Harbor Beach is on the board. Cole Anderson replaces Evan Smiglinski. 19-1 is the current onslaught. 47 seconds left in the first. Ryan Seaman at the free throw line, attempting his fourth of the night. He missed his first two on some technical shots. Second free throw, this one's good as well. It's 19-2 now. Harbor Beach trying to chip away anything at this point. James Shelkey against Troy Chappell across midcourt. Over to James Dubes. 38 seconds left. Over to the left wing to Andrew Siegfried. Siegfried gets a screen from Brady Wren. Back out to Mason Pasek against Brady Kirsch to Troy Chapel. This is practically the entire JV squad out here right now. Brady Wren can't bring it in. It's a turnover into the hands of Mason Yon.
Less than 20 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yon to Brady Kirsch at the right elbow. Pulls up for the jump shot. This one's off. Rebound brought in by James Dubes of Lakers. Their 11th defensive board tonight. 19-2, 5 seconds left. James Dubes against Mason Yon gets a screen. Give and go. Pasek up for the layup. Can't get to fall. And the end of the first quarter comes with the Lakers at 19. Harbor Beach at 2 coming off of free throws. On the WLW Sports Network.
Are you tired of the constant change of your account status due to your bank changing its name again? Maybe it's time to change to a locally owned bank that's been serving Thumb area residents and businesses for over 120 years. Hi, this is Brent Wehner, commercial lender and business development manager at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company.
And this is Heather Drabeck, personal and business banker at Thumb National Bank's Bad Axe location. Open a new checking account in Bad Axe and we can help you switch over. We will buy your first year's worth of checks and give you a free safety deposit box for a year. Are you worried about identity theft? No worries. We will even give you the secure protection you need for 3 months free just by switching over to your local bank in the Thumb area that's going to be here for generations to come. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company.
There's a location near you at the main light in Bad Axe, as well as Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, and Bay City. At Thumb National, decisions are made in your hometown, not in a corporate tower far away. Come give us a try. No matter your banking need, Thumb National has you covered. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC, some restrictions apply.
Harbor Beach gets the first possession in the second quarter, and they throw it right off their own player. Results in a turnover. That's still, believe it or not, they're only their second of the night. As Lakers in that first quarter scored at a 61% clip. Brendan Wisner at the top. 0-2. Braden Smith to the right wing to Drew Schuller against Ryan Seaman. Back to Corey Minetti to Seth Bull's left wing. It's a screen. Now Evan Smolinski against him. Braden Smith against Brady Kirsch. Over to Brendan Wisner. At the right wing. Feeds it down to Braden Smith, and it goes right out of bounds. And this will be the third turnover for the Lakers tonight.
Now, that was the best defensive stand that I saw Harbor Beach take. They were getting themselves in the passing lanes. They were making sure they were closing off. Nice job.
Greetings to Doug Cole, our director of sports information, listening from Livonia, Michigan. Brady Kirsch takes it down the court. Misses a layup, but he gets his own rebound. And keeps the possession alive. Mason Yon inside the lane gets stripped away. We have a loose ball in the corner, and it comes out to Brennan Wisner. Drew Schuller saves it over to Corey Minetti, and it's in for two.
Wow.
Lakers can't do anything wrong at this point.
Lakers are hustling really well. They're playing very good ball.
We have a 3 second violation now against Evan Smolinski as Harbor Beach head on the right side on the wing.
You know when things are going bad.
You get a 3 second call?
Yes. Well, Lakers bringing the ball up. Drew Schuller taking his time. Over to the left wing for Brendan Wisner. Wisner's surveying the situation.
Gets a screen from Minetti and picks up his dribble at the left elbow. Back to Braden Smith, over to the right wing to Drew Schuller. Goes down the baseline, goes up against Evan Smolinski, misses it, and rebound brought in by James Schelke. 21-2, Lakers by 19 points. Schelke to Mason Yon, Tom McGee to Ryan Seaman. Thought about pulling up from the right elbow, does not. Back to Mason Yon, resets the offense, over to the right wing. Lakers student section firing up. Obviously have a lot to cheer about so far. And we have a foul called against Drew Schuller.
It's going to be on Drew.
This will be Drew Scholler's second personal, team's fifth. Harbor Beach has three personal fouls. Mason Yon inbounded to Evan Smolinski, and it's a little bit too far out and scooped up by, and we have a foul as is Evan Smolinski.